Representation within the heart of everyone. And Krishna is existing as the Super Soul in an unlimited variety of living entities. He's there in the heart of the ant, in the heart of the animal like the dog, cow, the ape. He's in the heart of the president of the country. He's also in the heart of the dying man. And he's there directing everyone according to his previous karma, his previous activities. He does so because not only can he direct our intelligence, but he also directs the circumstances surrounding us. The material nature is fully under the control of the Lord in his form as Super Soul. So, one representation of the Lord in the form of the Super Soul is also Kala. Kala means time. The Lord is represented. The Super Soul, its representation of strength, you could say, is the time factor, which is the most powerful in this world. Every moment, by the influence of powerful time, the material, the prakriti, material nature, is undergoing changes. Every moment, by the influence of time, our body is undergoing changes. This representation of Krishna in the form of time is most strong. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th chapter, we find description of the super, the Lord's form, time form. It is, you know, all of a sudden, the amazed Arjuna sees within Krishna all the universes. He sees all the universe, because it said he sees many suns, and not only one universe, he sees all the universe. He sees so many things, in fact he sees all in existence. And then, all of a sudden, he sees one aspect of the Super Soul. All the soldiers who came to the battlefield being sucked in one of the mouths of the Super Soul. And he sees how they become destroyed between the teeth, like pieces of rice maybe. And he is so shocked by this vision that he cannot control his senses any longer. He has a nervous breakdown, and he asks the question. Kasiti, who are you? In this form. And then the answer comes. I want to read it to you at Sanskrit. Kalosmi lokakshayo pritravrito lokansarmadam yaha pravritta prite pitvanna bhavishyanti sarve yevastita radyanikeshu yoraha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, time, I am the great destroyer of the world. I have come here to destroy all people. With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain. In other words, we all move in the super soul and on the super soul. It was the verse line for Prabhupada's purpose. So, now, although the time factor is certainly all devouring, at the same time, the time factor is not able to touch the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also not his devotees. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ekat Ishanam Ishasya Prakriti Stovita Punai Nayutsyate Sadatmaster Yatam Buddhista Ashraya. This is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not touched by the modes of material nature or by the qualities of material nature, although he is in touch with them. In the same way, the devotees who have found shelter with the Supreme Lord are not touched by the material energy. Now, you might ask yourself the question, how is this that the devotees of the Lord are not touched by the material energy? We see them becoming older. Gray hairs appear even on Pratyekana. He's full of gray hairs. I think you had gray hairs before you became a devotee, didn't you?
Long before.
So Pratyekana is not the best example. But actually, it's starting with you. You don't know, huh? You are just. At least I'm a little bit more body conscious and I got gray hair. You would have never thought it was possible. There. Now, it's very interesting to ask the question, what is a devotee? This is discussed in the court of Yamaraj. It is described that one great devotee was requested to give a discourse there, and Brahma and Shiva were all present there. The question which the great devatas had is the following question. I want to just read the verse to you. They wanted an explanation of one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. This is very difficult to understand, and I want to actually ask you how you understand the question. Sorry, everything goes a little slower today. Api chet sudara saro pajateman nanyabhat. Saro eva samantavya samyak yamasitvamakisana. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. It said, Prabhupada's attack is a nice this brother is very helpful. Sometimes, however, it may be seen that a person in Krishna consciousness commits some act which may be taken as most abominable socially or politically, but such a temporary fall down does not disqualify him. So the Devatas wanted to know, how is it that even if someone does something very abominable, as if the actual experience are indulged, and still he is not disqualified from the process of devotional service? Now this great devotee explained to them that a devotee has a parallel identity, a parallele identität. There is of course the body and the mind, but a devotee who is not identified with the body and the mind, speaking of such a devotee, he cannot be described in terms as a devotee der nicht mit dem Körper und Geist identifiziert ist, kann nicht im Sinne des der körperlichen oder der materiellen Existenz, die augenscheinlich ist, wahrgenommen. A devotee who is not identified with the body, but who acts on the spiritual platform, cannot also be identified by us in terms of this body and the mind. And an interesting example is given, the example of the river Ganga. When the Ganga flows, it may sometimes appear that there is some foam or some poisonous substances, but the Ganga in itself is of a different reality, it's almost pure. That means there is a spiritual or parallel identity to the Ganga. I was remembering a few years ago in Vrindavan, I was talking to a scientist from the Max Planck Institute in München, and we had our very fiery discussions. So we came to Keshengar, and I said, I'm taking a bath here. What? Don't do it! Please! I want to continue discussing with you. If you go into this, there will be Amoebius Filensius. There are Polutius, Glotius, there is great pollution. Don't you see, the village people have not yet awoken to the fact that canalization is a good invention of the Western civilization. They direct all their refuse, dirty water and even toilet. Water to the Yamuna, so please don't take your bath in here. I said, you don't understand. And jumped into the Ganga and swam and so on and so forth. And changed the different mantras and came totally refreshed out of the Ganga. Because Prabhupada had said that the Ganga water can never be polluted. Of course, I must admit, I saw something, you know, I think a dead cow was floating by. Some animal was floating by. I saw that. But I knew that there is a different dimension of the Ganga. So, in the same way, when we see a devotee, there is an apparent scheinbare Dimension But there is a higher or transcendental dimension in the devotee. And this devotee, this is when it says the devotee, saying the Lord is above the influence of material nature, and in a similar way this devotee is above the influence of material nature. And we can see this in the life of Srila Prabhupada, a fully realized transcendentalist, even a pure devotee of Krishna, even at the peak end, the last part of his stay in the material world, he was peacefully dictating the Bhagavata. Practically, while he was leaving his body, he was giving direction to his many disciples. And although his body must have pained very much at that moment, in time, Srila Prabhupada was happy in another way on the transcendental platform. A good example of this can be also found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You might remember Sanatana Goswami came from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and while he was walking through the forest of Yarikanda, he drank some water which was not good and developed a disease on his skin, eczema. On his material body. Yes. Now, when he came to Puri, his physical disease had become very big. Everywhere, this liquid was oozing out. And he was very he felt actually disturbed. His plan was to go to Puri and then go to the Ratha Yatra cart. You know, that's a cart that the Lord rides. It's his pleasure ride, huh? And it has big wheels made from here to the ceiling. And he actually planned to jump before these wheels, and in this way, leave his body. Was his plan. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Lord, present here on earth just 500 years ago, knew of course the mind of his devotee, as he said. He was not agreeing to this. Now, there is a particular meeting which I want you to know about. It was Mahaprabhu visited every day on his walk from the temple to the beach where he took his bath, the great devotee Haridas Thakur. We have heard about him yesterday, the day before yesterday. And he would stay with him for a little while and then move onwards. Now, Sanatana Goswami stayed also with Haridas Thakur, waiting just for the day when the Ratha Yatra festival would start. He was preparing for his suicide. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he saw Sanatana Goswami standing in the distance. And Mahaprabhu immediately recognized him and said, "Oh, Sanatana, so nice to see you. Please come." And he wanted to embrace him. But Sanatana didn't want that because he felt that the open wounds of his body would smear the transcendental, beautiful body of the Lord, and he ran away. But Mahaprabhu caught him and nevertheless embraced him, and he said, "The body of a Vaishnava, there's always the smell of chandan, aguru, kumkum, and kumbhak." And these are four sense, as though fear, people to go here. Now, I mean, a body which has such a disease, it smells not like sandalwood, Chandamani sandalwood, or not like kumkum or some perfume. It has a different smell. What was the Lord referring to? What did he mean when he said this? He said, he meant obviously the transcendental spiritual identity of his devotee. The devotee is not the body, no one is his body, so he meant that eternal soul that was his vision. And he said to Sanatana Goswami, if one could obtain love of Godhead by committing suicide, I would have done it millions of times. It doesn't work. And then he said, and by the way, how can you even think of committing suicide? This body is not yours. Your body is mine. You are surrendered soul. And my mother, he said, Mother Shochi, ordered me to stay in Jagannath Puri and not leave. But I have a message, a mission to fulfill in Vrindavan. And this I have to do through you. This shows you how close the relationship of the Vaishnava is to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything in this world is tightly under the control of the Kala Chakra, the time energy, but the devotee is not. Another shloka for you. Ayur harati vai pumsam ujjana sanchayana so tasya teya chanomita ujjana shloka vartaya. By rising and setting, the sun is reducing the lifespan of everyone, except for a person who uses his time to talk about the all-good personality of Godhead. Does this mean that the devotee will not die, huh? And he won't get to right there like that day, huh? No. It means that he is an eternal part and parcel of Krishna. And by hearing about Krishna, he is nourishing and near that his spiritual body so that he will be fit to join again the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his eternal transcendental Leela. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. By hearing, we can revive our lost identity and in this way become close to the Lord in our loving ecstatic service. This is a possibility which we do have. And no matter how it goes in our life, we are sick or healthy, and we have worries, or we sing to the wind with the Hare Krishna mantra. I always used to do it when I was happy, I was singing on my bicycle. No matter how we are, can be rest assured by the process of Krishna consciousness, we will also come to this transcendental platform of being not touched by anything. So Hare Krishna, I hope you have enjoyed this discussion and become transcendentally enlightened. Do you have any questions regarding this? I will make a short lecture today and let us see if you like how we found the benefit.
Do you think it's possible to become transcendental? Huh? Isn't it a good question? Prabhupada thinks this is möglich. Sie sehen noch nicht so aus, hätte ich fast gesagt. Sieht schon so aus, aber. Yes, so. Are you taking a question regarding this or a point for discussion? I'll say for you, please. See?
So, I want to ask a question regarding this point of the river Ganga, which cannot be contaminated.
Yes.
So, isn't there also a danger that one thinks that things cannot be contaminated, and it's also important what I do with those things, and I can pollute them, and it doesn't matter. But this would not be very, not so much in the world of goodness.
This is a very interesting question. I was myself actually thinking about this. Adishesh Prabhu says that when things of the transcendental nature cannot be contaminated, could that not lead to a careless, negligent way of dealing with those things? Mit dem man sagt, das kann ja so und so, so nicht verunreinigt werden, ob, das, ob jetzt die Bhagavad-Gita auf dem Tisch liegt oder auf dem Boden. Doch transzendental, also das kann doch nicht davon berührt werden. Like this, isn't it? Ja. Well, the devotee will always try to raise, he knows that he can worship Krishna by worshipping the transcendental paraphernalia. And just like Krishna would be put on the most, on the nicest place in the altar. You know, we give him the nicest place, a marble plate, nice carving, so on. In the same way, these things which are taliyana, in relationship with Krishna, should be equally worshipped. So, if we become respectless by not taking care that the Bhagavad Gita, you know, is properly put on a bookshelf, but by allowing it to be situated in a place, and this will be aparadha, this will be an offensive mentality. Would you put Krishna, who is in that, would we put Krishna, although he is described to be fully transcendental, in some bad situation, I mean, in a room which is not clean and so on and so forth. No, because we want to develop our love for Krishna, therefore we have to give him the best. You don't develop your love for someone by giving him the reverse. You give him the best, even from this world. Try to give him the best. But we should not think that the devotee who cannot build him a good temple, who just have a small temple in a just some area, that he is less a devotee than the devotee can make a huge arrangement for worshipping him. The Lord is always transcendental. But we, for developing our love for him, need to respect him and his dhyana, what belongs to him, like this. I remember this when I became a devotee. I was not staying the Krishna books, so very unclean place, and reading them there. And I came out of this unclean place, and the devotees saw the and said, "Well, what's the matter with you?" And I said, "Oh, I'm fully transcendental." Then said, "No, don't worry. And it doesn't mean that, for instance, when you're lying down in the point of death, yes, and your body is all sticky and sweaty because you died, you can't chant Hare Krishna. Because chanting Hare Krishna would mean that the holy name would come in contact with the impure say that condition. It's the development of love. And the more Krishna conscious answer, the other answer is that we certainly need to overcome the modes of the lower gunas, the lower modes of interior nature, like the jelly place and the ignorance mode. And we need to overcome it. They were cleaning the Radhakund and taking the mud from the bottom. Eh? This was very nice. I came to book it. The thing is that the Ganga has a spiritual essence. See, when we see the Ganga with our eyes, we only see the drishya, what is seen. But there is an adrishya, a non-seen dimension. Just to give you an example, right now in this room there is a concert. But you can't see it or hear it because you do not. At this particular moment, we don't have our antenna and our receiver in this. So a person who looks with material eyes, he can't see the soul even. Then when you ask him, "Who are you?" he will think he's a body. But we know we are the soul. There is another dimension. And if we purify our mind, our senses, we will see that other dimension, that higher dimension. What do you think, Tamiya?
Yes.
What do you think? Good, isn't it? We have our transcendental receiving instrument. Then we will never be bored. And if we learn what we learn. So I want to thank you very much for coming this evening. All the best for your Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.